So we're going to shift our discussion towards adjuvant treatment now. And Greg, let's get started by having you present your 81-year-old lady.
This is a woman who was referred to me by one of the other oncologists at the center because he had treated her bladder cancer 8 years before. So this back when she was 73, she got induction gemcitabine cisplatin for bladder cancer, underwent a resection, and is NED from the perspective of bladder cancer. Was getting routine follow-up scans, and a follow-up scan for the bladder cancer showed a lung mass. Subsequently diagnosed with a stage 2 lung cancer, hilar node positive, no mediastinal nodal involvement. She underwent surgical resection and then came to see me to find out what else she should do. Molecular analysis was done on the tumor. It was actually KRAS mutant, and it was an adenocarcinoma histology.
So, Dave, 81-year-old lady, otherwise good health?
Otherwise good health.
Gets around?
She's a restaurant owner, and it's a seasonal restaurant in a resort town, but she runs the restaurant. And
any comorbidities?
No.
So she's already been exposed to chemotherapy. She was open to the possibility of giving adjuvant chemo.
Yep.
How big was the lesion?
It was actually a relatively large lesion, 5 centimeters.
Okay, so Dave, 81-year-old, otherwise healthy lady, you heard this history. She's got a resected stage 2 adenocarcinoma. What are you thinking about in terms of adjuvant therapy?
Well, a couple of things. One is that she's had this experience already of getting diagnosed with cancer, going through therapy to cure her, and now she has another cancer and probably has the same goals, right? That she wants to do whatever she can to keep that from happening. She clearly qualifies from a physical and medical standpoint to receive adjuvant therapy. The question is, what would you give her?